Okay, today's daf is Erev and Daf Nun Aleph. Today we're going to discuss the rule in the Mishnah that somebody who comes late for Shabbos and that he could verbally designate a place that he wants to make his Makom Shvisa on Shabbos, and the Gemara is going to tell a story of a person who relied on somebody else's knowledge of a specific place to be used as a Makom Shvisa. Then we're going to try to find the source in the Torah. Where do we find in the Torah Alpayim Amma, that there's such a thing as a Tchum of 2,000 Amos, and the Gemara is going to discuss whether the source may have an impact on whether the tchum is measured as a circle or a square. And then the entire Amud Beis is dedicated to one topic. It's going to be a discussion of the situation that we allow making an Erev without using any food, and the factors that are going to come into play in terms of being Ma'arev Biraglov is whether the person is in the location that he wants to be Konesh Visa, or is he just designating a landmark from a distance, and also whether the person is an Ani or an Ashir. Those are the two key factors in determining being Ma'arev Biraglov. So let's pick up again. We are on the bottom of Daf Nun Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. Amar Shvisasi biyikara mahalich mimakom raglav va'adi kara alpayim ama umeyikara lebeisa alpayim ama nimsa mahalich mishachashecha dar alof mama. So the Mishnah had said that if a guy designates his makom shvisa on Shabbos to be at the ikar of an ilan, not just tachasi ilan, broadly defined as somewhere under the tree, but at the ikar, right at the base of the tree, so very clearly defined, so that works. He's kona's makom shvisa there, and therefore if he's within 2,000 amos of the ikar of the ilan, he can go to the ilan and then go another 2,000 amos past the Ilan. So if his house is within 2,000 amos on the other side of the Ilan, so that's wonderful. So he's able to go all the way home, and he goes 4,000 amos all the way to his house. So says the Gemara, Amarava v'hudichi roithli karo mati. But that's only if he were able to run to his house, he'd be able to get there in time. If running to his house, if he were able to run to the place where he's being kona shvisa, to the tree, he would still be able to get there before Shabbos. But if it would be impossible for him to run to the base of the tree and get there before Shabbos, then he's not able to be kona shvisa under the tree. So Amar Le Abaye v'hachashchalo katani. How could you say that it's only if he's able to get there? It doesn't say that in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says it's chashchalo, that it's already dark, it's already Shabbos, he's already holding by a minute before Shabbos. There's no way he's going to get to the tree. So it says, chashchalo beso avalikar shalilon matzi azil. No, what it means to say is that if he were to try to get all the way home, it would be chashchalo, it would be dark already, it would be Shabbos. But to get to the tree, that he could do before Shabbos. If he were to really hustle, he'd be able to make it to the tree before Shabbos. Ikada amri amar Rava, chashchalo ki mazgi kali kali avet mati. No, chashchalo means, yeah, it would be dark if he tried to get to the tree before Shabbos walking normally. But if he were to move a little bit, if he were to really, really get on his horse, then he'd be able to get to the tree before Shabbos began. The Rishonim have machlokas over here. Did those person have to be able to get to the Makom Shvisa before Ben HaShemashos, or is it good enough to get there during Ben HaShemashos, before it's Vaday Laila? So Rabbeinu Chananel seems to say that he's able to get there as long as before Hiskadesh Hayom, meaning before Ben HaShemashos. He's got to be able to get there before Ben HaShemashos, whereas Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says that even if he's only able to get to the tree during Ben HaShemashos, he's nevertheless Kona Shvisa, he doesn't need to be able to get there before Ben HaShemashos. So in the Bir Halacha, in Siman Tav Tes, he says that this, what are they arguing about? What's this machlokas about? Whether he needs to get there before Ben HaShemashos or after Ben HaShemashos? So he says, tell you another machlokas Rishonim. So machlok Rishonim, a person puts an Erev Tchumen before Ben HaShemashos, sets up his Erev Tchumen, let's say, sometime Friday afternoon, and then it's Nechal Eruvo be Ben HaShemashos. His Erev somehow gets eaten up during Ben HaShemashos. So at the beginning of Shabbos is when the Erev is Kona Shvisa for him. But if he was a Safek, he doesn't know, it was during Ben HaShemashos that the Erev got eaten up. So Tosos and Shabbos Daf Lamed Dalid quotes from the Rashba that says that someone who's Nechal Eruv Ben HaShemashos is not Kona Eruv. So it would turn out that the guy has, if you hold like that Shita, then you have to be able to get to the Makom Shvisa before Ben HaShemashos, because if you hold that, if he gets eaten during Ben HaShemashos, not Kona Shvisa, so that tells you that that during Ben HaShemashos is going to be a critical time. But according to the Ritva and the Rashba and others, that even when the Erev gets eaten during Ben HaShemashos, you are Kona, the Erev is Kona, so then it will help even if he's able to get there during Ben HaShemashos. The fact that the Shulchan Aruch said, the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Tav Tes, Sifir Aleph, that a person has to be able to get there, Miba'od Yom, Bir Alecha says, he's probably just, he's not taking a stand on that Machlokas. What he's just trying to say is something that's L'chol Adeos, that L'chol Adeos, if you get there, Miba'od Yom, before Ben HaShemashos, then certainly you're going to be able to, then certainly it would work, you'd be able to be Kona Shvisa. The Rambam in Hilchas Erev in Perek Zayin, Alecha Gimel says, someone wants to be Kona Shvisa, B'richuk Makom, he has to leave enough time that he's able to get to the place where he's being Kona Shvisa, Kodem She'etachshach, Imrutz b'kol kochel. If he runs as fast as he possibly can, sounds like from the Rambam. Meaning, how do we define can get there? There are a lot of. Does he have to be an Olympic sprinter? What if an Olympic sprinter can get there, but he can't? What if he can get there on his best day, but he just ate a meal, so he's not really feeling up to it? So the Rambam says imrutz b'kol kochel, that if he were practically able to get there by running his best. It sounds like dependent on the individual that he himself running his fast. If he's able to get there, then he's Kona Shvisa. Shulchan Aruch says Kona Shvisa even if he's not able to get there, Miba Odiyom, by walking regularly, Elim Ken Yorutz. He doesn't say Ratz B'Kol Kochel, so that he has to run a little bit. So this is a discussion in the Rishonim. The Meiri sounds a little bit different. Okay, discussion in the Rishonim. How quickly we expect him to run in order to be Kona Shvisa. Says the Gemara, about five lines in on Nun Aleph Amid Aleph, Rabbi Rav Yosef Av Ka'azli Bo'urcha, Rabbi and Rav Yosef are traveling. Amrei Rabbi Rav Yosef, Teishvi Saseinu Tusi Dikla De Savalachua. So he says, let's be Kona Armakam Shvisa under that Dekel tree that is able to bear the burden of its brothers, meaning this Dekel tree that supports all of the other Dekel trees. Somehow they lean on it or whatever. A certain landmark. Or he said, no, under the Dekel tree that exempts its owner from paying the taxes, meaning it has so many fruits that the fruits alone that grow from this tree will pay all the taxes that the owner of the tree has. Again, a well-known Dekel tree. Let's be Kona Shvisa under that Dekel tree. So Rabbah had said that to Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, I'm not familiar with that tree. Which tree are you talking about? So I'm like, smoke a light. So Rabbi says back, don't worry, you can rely on me. Rely on my intention to be Kona Shvisa there. D'tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, because after all, we have a braisa. Rabbi Yossi says, Mo Yishnayim, Echon Makir, Vechot Sheino Makir. Two people are going. One of them is Makir, one of them knows of a certain landmark, and the other one does not know of the landmark. Zesheino Makir, Moser Shvisa, so the Makir. The one who's not familiar with the landmark can rely on the one who is familiar with the landmark to be Kona Shvisa for both of them. Zesha Makir Omer Te Shvisa Seinu B'Makom Ploni. So the one who's Makir is able to say, allow us together to be Kona Shvisa in that by that landmark. And therefore, says Rabbi Rav Yosef, we have such a brisa from Rabbi Yossi, so you could certainly rely on it that you're able, that I'm able to be Kona Shvisa for you. Says the Gemara very interestingly, Velohi, Lo Tanalek Rabbi Yossi. That in fact Rabbi Yossi never taught any such thing in a braisa. There was such a teaching out there, but it wasn't from Rabbi Yossi. The reason Rabbi told Rabbi Yosef that it was from Rabbi Yossi is because he knew if he tells Rabbi Yosef it's from Rabbi Yossi, he'd accept it. Because we always pass to Rabbi Yossi nimuko imo. So he lied to him and he said that it's from Rabbi Yossi, and in fact it was not really from Rabbi Yossi. So this obviously is somewhat troubling. How could he lie to him about who says what in halacha? So the Magen Avraham writes in Shulchan Aruch and some Kufn and Vav Sivkat and Beis that we see from here that if you know a din and it seems to be correct la halacha, and but no one's going to listen to you, you're allowed to say it b'shem chacham gadol that people will listen to. So you could say Rav Moshe Feinstein held that you're allowed to do this, and Rav Moshe never said any such thing, but you know that it's the correct halacha. Says the Magen Avraham, you're allowed to say it b'shem an adam gadol. Gadol if people are going to be mekabel it from that Adam Gadol. So again, very morally difficult to understand. So the Eliyahu Rabbah on the spot in Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Nun Vav, in his commentary in Sivkat and Beis, Eliyahu Rabbah says, I don't understand. There's a Gemara in Brachos Daf Chav Zayin. The Gemara says, Omer Davar B'Shem Chacham Shlo Gamru Menu Gorim L'Shchina Shetestalik Mi'Israel. You say something B'Shem somebody that you actually never heard from that somebody. That's Gorim L'Shchina Shetestalik Mi'Israel. You're causing the Shchina to abandon Klal Yisrael. It's not a good thing to do. So the Eliyahu Rabbah has several Teirutzim. First, he says maybe the Heter is only when they never would have been Mekabalit had it not been that you say it B'Shem that Rav. But if they would have been Mekabalit anyway, and you Stam just want to be told Bilan Gadol to reinforce it, so that's where it's us. So that's where it's Gorim L'Shchina Shetestalik. But if it's the only way to get the MS out there, to get people to listen to what the true Halacha is, so then you're allowed to do it. Second Teret, says the Eliyahu Rabbah, maybe the Heter is only when you didn't hear it b'shem gadol echad, it was just given over stam. But when it was said b'shem gadol echad, you're not allowed to say b'shem someone else. You're not allowed to rob it from the person who actually did say it. When it's stam, so you can give it with attribution rather than just saying it's stam, even though the attribution is made up. But when it's said b'shem gadol echad, so to transfer it to another gadol, that's going to be problematic. Maybe that's what the Gemara was talking about in Brachos, that it's not about falsely attributing something to somebody, it's about stealing it from the person who it should have been attributed to. The third Teretz, he says, is that only what you say misvara, you're not allowed to say b'shem chacham echad. But if you actually have such a misvara, you actually heard such a teaching that's been around, so then you're allowed to say b'shem chacham in order that people will accept it. The Machsa Shekel, also on the Magen Avram over there, says that if a person knows davar barar, that this is correct, and that there's no pickbook whatsoever, there's nothing to take issue with, or you know that your Rebbe is not makbid if you would say such a thing in his name, so then you're allowed to say it b'shem Rabbo. If your kavanah is b'shem Shemayim, that you want people to be makabalit, that you want people to say it correctly. But again, the Achronim is still bothered by this. The Tosfos Yontif in the Divrei Chamudos on the Rush in the fourth paragraph of Bracha says, how is it mutter to say sheker? You're going to say sheker just so that people are going to be makabal? So in Tshuvas Rav Pa'olim, he says that you have to figure out what the isser of sheker is. Is the isser of sheker to just say anything that happens to not be true? Maybe the Isser of Sheker is only if you're doing it to perpetuate a Sheker. But if you're doing it to perpetuate an Emes, meaning it's the only way to be Magia La Emes, is through Sheker, so then maybe there's no Isser of Sheker in that case. But I just saw in the Pnine Halach in the back of the Masifta, it's a remarkable Dafyomi coincidence, I would say. He quotes from the Tshuva, I'm not sure if I know what he's talking about, but it's still a remarkable Dafyomi coincidence. He quotes from the Tshuva of the Chsam Sofer in Chelek Vav Simin Nun Tes, where he quotes from Rabbi Yaakov Emden. It's well known that there is a Rabbi Yaakov Emden held strongly that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was not the author of the Zohar. That the Zohar was there are many others that say anyone who says Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is not the author of the Zohar is not Pikaris, etc. But the Rabbi Yaakov Emden said that there's no way that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai authored the entire Zohar. Clearly, there were a lot of later Chachamim who added things into the Zohar that were later from Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, but it made it easier to accept if they put it as part of the Zohar so that that everyone thinks it's Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and then people are going to more widely accept it. So the Chsam Sofer says that Dover Gadol Diber Hanavi, that Rabbi Yaakov Emden said a Dover Gadol over here, that how could you do such a thing? But he says, L'das HaMagen Avram, you're allowed to do such a thing. According to the Magen Avram, you're allowed to be told a Bilan Gadol. You're allowed to say that someone that it was Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, even though it wasn't really Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, it was someone later, if that's the way people are going to be Mekabalit, if what it has to teach us is MS, so then you're allowed to attribute it to a later source. So today on Lag BaOmer, I thought a little bit of mention of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Okay, even though the Gemara about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai doesn't say anything about Lag BaOmer, it's a misconception people have. It's Shabbos Daf Lamed Gimel. Okay, so that's the closest we get, but it doesn't really say anything about Lag BaOmer. The connection is from later in history. Okay, so it says the Gemara. One more thing. The Achronim all point out that there is a Tosefta where Rabbi Yossi Taka does say this. The Gemara says Velohi. Rabbi Yossi never says it, but there is a Tosefta over here in Erevin in the third parak of Erevin where Rabbi Yossi says exactly this, that im hayu shnayim echad makir ve'echad sheino makir hol ve'echad me'em makir shnayim mutarim. Rabbi Yossi says such a thing that they're both going to be mutar based on one of them being makir. So that's what the Achronim have a difficult time trying to figure out what's the big tumult Gimel then. Rabbi Yossi really did say it. Okay, so they work on that. Maybe there was a little more that was added in this story that Rabbi Yossi didn't say explicitly in the Tosefta. Another Ha'ara, the Chazon Ish, in Or Chaim Sim Kuf Yud, quotes the Mishnah that we had earlier, where Gamliel was matir the Zakenim that were with him to go off of the boat. Right, so what was the whole halacha that Rava added over here? Dechirahit, right? If you can get there, if you run, if you can get there, then you could be kona shvisa at a distance. So Rav Gamliel is coming on a boat, and they didn't get to port in time for Shabbos. And he said, don't worry, I saw with my 2,000 amma range telescope, I saw that we were within 2,000 amma. So it's good, we're already kona shvisa in the city. So Frek v'chaznish, but he couldn't run. He was on a boat. There was no way he was going to be able to run there before Shabbos. How does this work? So he says, what you have to say is that there's a chiluk between being kona shvisa at some random landmark and being kona shvisa in an ear. If it's a city, so it's a makom shvisa, it's a normal makom for someone to spend Shabbos, then you wouldn't have this requirement of having to run there and get there before Shabbos. But if it's just time, some random landmark, then that's where Rav is going to have his din, that you have to be able to get there before Shabbos, that you have to be able to run there to be able to get there before Shabbos. Okay, weiter in the Gemara. So the Mishnah said, Emeinu Makir, O She'eno, Osheino Baki. If a person isn't makir his makom, or he's not a baki in his makom, etc. So Hani al Paim Amma Hechak Sivan. So we discussed this concept of 2,000 amos. We've been discussing it for a while. So finally, the Gemara says, "Well, where does it say it? Where do we have such a din? Anywhere in Shas that there's a din of? Anywhere in Torah that there's a din of 2,000 amos for Tchum Shabbos? Hechon Ksivan. So the Gemara says, "Ditanya, we have a brisa. Yeshu Ish Tachtav Elu Arba Amos. The pasuk says a person has to stay tachtav in his spot. So that's a reference to the dalet amos. So a person that we already discussed how we got from tachtav to dalet amos, that the average height of a person is 3 amos, either to place an extra amos to stretch his hands or to move a kli from his feet to his head. Fine. But then it says, al yetzei ish mimakomo. Elu al payimama. So al yetzei ish mimakomo must be a reference, this is a pasuk in Chumash, must be a reference to 2,000 amos. So says the Gemara, that's nice that it's a reference to something, but where do you see 2,000 over there? Minalan, where do you see that it's 2,000? So Amar Rav Chista lemanu makom mimakom umakom minisa v'nisa minisa v'nisa mikvolu gvul mikvolu gvul michutz v'chutz michutz. A series of gzeirah shavas where you associate one parsha with the next to the next to the next to the next until we get to v'chutz michutz. And where does it say some of the word chutz where it talks about 2,000 amos? Dichsiv, because the pasuk says umadosa michutz liir es paas kedma al payim ba'ama. That you measure outside of the city 2,000 amos by the Arei Halavim. So since there's this 2,000 amos area around the Arei Halavim, so that's where we see 2,000 amos is relates to chutz. So frek the Gemara v'nelef mikir hiir v'chutza elef ama. If you want to learn from chutz, why don't we learn from the pasuk by the Migrashe Arei Halavim, where it talks about the first 1,000 amos around the cities of the Halavim, where it says that it should be elef ama, not alpayim. So the Gemara says, well, we learn the word chutz from the word chutz, but not from the word chutzah. I mean, if you have an option to learn to translate what's this pasuk about al yetzei ish mimakomo, and we relate it to the word chutz, we'd rather associate it with the word chutz rather than the word chutzah, because it's a more precise it's a more precise match. So says Gemara, does it have to be such a precise match for something to be gzeir shava? Has to be exactly the same word. We see that even sometimes if the word is not the same at all, but it means the same thing, that's also good enough for Gzera Shava. The words Vishava Kohen and Uva HaKohen, which aren't at all the same word, but they have the same basic rough translation, that alone is enough to make it Gzera Shava. So Gemara says, yeah, that's true, but Hanimili Hecha Delek Amiti Didamile, that's only because you have no better option of what to make a gzeirah shava out of. Aval hechadika midi didamilei, midamilei alfinan. But when you have a better option of what to learn from the gzeirah shava, so then certainly you'd learn from the better option. So the over here, the word chutzah is slightly different than the word chutz, which we associate with Chum Shabbos. So even though we don't always require that the words line up, but if you have the opportunity, you have the chance to line up the words precisely, then certainly it's much, much better to line up the words precisely. There is a So from this Gemara, if we were to stop right here, from this Gemara alone, is Tchum Shabbos D'Oraisa or is Tchum Shabbos D'Rabbanan? The Gemara wanted to know, Hani Alpaya Mama Minolan, and the Gemara quoted a Pasuk, a real Pasuk in Chumash. It's not, right, and it sounds like it's really darshaning the Pasukim in Chumash, and the ensuing discussion is not going to take away this impression at all. So the Ravid, quoted by the Rashba and quoted by the Ritva, proves Marasugya like the Sheet of Rabbi Akiva, who holds a Masech HaSotah Daf Chav Zayin, that the Din Chumin is Yeshlo Ikr Minato, Al Yetzei Ish Mimkomo is about leaving your tchum, not just leaving your makom mamish, but leaving your tchum. But the Chacham Marcholik, and they hold the din tchum of Alpay Mam is only to Rabbanon. So how are they going to say? What are they going to do with the pasuk Al Yetzei Ish Mimkomo? They're going to say that that's talking about leaving the tchum Machne Yisrael of Shalosh Parsos of Yud Beis Mil. That tchum is Doraisa. The Yud Beis Mil is Doraisa. But the tchum of Alpay Mam is only to Rabbanon. However, the Ritva says you can't prove anything from our sugya that tchumin have any sort of ikrim in the Torah. The whole kasha of where does it say tchumin in the alpayimam in the Torah means where's their remez to alpayimam in the Torah? Meaning where's the asmachta from when the rabbanon came, they did the rabbanon typically whenever the rabbanon made a din that called the tikkun rabbanon kendar raisa tikkunim, they always tried to pattern it after some sort of din dar raisa. So where do we find the number 2000 meaning anything on a dar raisa level? So he said, the Torah does say by the Ari Alevim, it does say a din of 2,000 amos of the area around the city that has to be left empty. So you do have a concept of 2,000 amos around cities. So okay, so that must be where the remez comes from, where the asmachta comes from. But that's all it is. It's an asmachta. So in Tshuvas Divrei Yatziv, Divrei Yatziv, I think is a Kleisenberger. He asked the Kasha in Chelik Beis from Kuf Peites Oschas. How can we learn Dine Tchumen from what was said to Klali Yisrael B'Midbar? Ain Lomdim Mikol Matan Torah. You're not allowed to learn Dinim from what was said before Matan Torah. This is before Matan Torah. So he says it could be that's the Machlokas Rishonim, whether Din Tchumen Dar Raisa or Lo. That's the whole Machlokas Rishonim. It's not whether an Asmachta, not an Asmachta. It sounds like a real Drasha. It's a good Drasha. Question is, can we learn from Kol Matan Torah? Or can we not learn from Kodim Matan Torah? There's also a well-known chakira in the Achronim. The Achronim have a chakira about the yisod of the Isra of Alpayim Mama. Why are you not allowed to go beyond Alpayim Mama? Do we assume that the makom of a person is not just his Dalet Amos, but Alpayim Mama around his Dalet Amos, Zehu Mekomo, that is a person's makom. And when a person goes outside of Alpayim Mama, it's as if he's been oker his makom, he's gone beyond his makom. That's what it sounds like from the Rambam in the 27th Perek of Hilcha Shabbos. The Rambam implies that way. Or do we say no, maybe there's another way to look at it. A makom of a person is only his makom shvisa. It's his house, it's his dalet amos, it's his ear, it's his makom shvisa. Wherever that makom shvisa is. His dalet amos. Al yetzi ish mimakomo is the fact that the pasuk says al yetzi ish mimakomo is not about being oker his makom. As soon as he leaves his makom shvisa, he already was oker his makom. But there's a shear of isr tchum that if you're machik from your makom alpayim mama, then you violate the isser. So again, the chakira is it that alpayim mama it defines my makom, or is it no? My makom is my dalet amos, but I'm allowed to go outside of my makom up until 2,000 amos, but beyond 2,000 amos, I'm not allowed to go outside of my makom. So lechora, the Divrei Yecheskel points out it's totally where you learn the din of tchumen from. The Mishnah Maseches Sotah Chav Zayin Amud Beis learns it from pasukim Bamidbar Perek Lamed Hey. And one pasuk before that it says Mikiri Irva Chutza Elef Ama. So it can't be that it's Elef because the pasuk says Alpayim. It can't be both. Is it 1,000 or is it 2,000? It can't be that it's Alpayim because the pasuk says Elef. So the Tana holds that the Isur Yitzia Chutz Alpayim Ama is a Shir in Isur Tchumen, meaning that Alpayim doesn't become the Makom Shel of the person. Pasuk says Chutz Leir. If that's our source for Alpayim Ama of Shabbos, is that it can't be Elef because Elef because it says Alpayim, and it can't be Alpayim because it says Elef. So the Alpayim must be a reference to Tchum Shabbos. So that's Alpayim is said in the context of Chutz Leir, that's outside of a person's location. The Migrash that the Leviim actually received was only Elef. The Alpayim is just a din in Hilcha Shabbos. So it's mistaver that the Alpayim is a shear in the Yisur Tchumen, not a shear of your Makom, because then it should apply by the Migrash of the Ari Leviim also. If that's the Makom, so then that should be part of the Makom. No, it's a special din in Hilcha Shabbos. But based on our sugya that we learned it from a Gezeirah Shavah, of Makom mi Makom. So we're learning from the Ariel Halvim that they had 2,000 Amos of Migrash that was a chelek of the city itself. If that's the case, then the 2,000 Amos becomes defined not as outside of that, becomes part of the city, that halachically we view it as part of that Makom. So that's what the Divrei Yecheskel suggests, that maybe that's the Machlokas over here as well. Says the Gemara further. Before one more Ha'ara, the Me'iri just raises the question. The Gemara had said, why do you learn Chutz from Chutz? You should learn Chutz from Mekiri'ir V'chutza Elef Amma. That it says V'chutza is Elef Amma. So the Me'iri says, how could the Gemara ask such a kasha that you should learn from Mechutza? The Gemara says in Pesachim Dav Samach Vav and many other places in Shas that Ein Adam Dan Gzeres Shava Me'atzma. That if you have a Gzeres Shava that you're Mekabel from your Rebbe, so then good, you use such a Gzeres Shava and it's a valid Gzeres Shava and it's fine. But you can't make up your own Gezerah Shavas anyway. The Rishonim already point out that it's very mistaver that you can't make up your own Gezerah Shavas, because any document that's written is always going to have repeated words here and there. There's always going to be a word that comes up again. So every time you're going to be able to make a connection, the word the is there and the word the is there. So you're going to make it, it must be that they're saying the same thing. That's ridiculous. Gezerah Shavas doesn't make any sense. It has to be part of a Masorah. It has to be something that you're Makabal Merabo. So obviously there was no Kabbalah Merabo on the learn on Mikirir V'chutza Elif Amos. So how can we ask a kasha that we should learn such a gzera shava? So the Me'iri says, a big yesod, he says the Kabbalah was not where to learn the gzera shava from. The Kabbalah was that on this word of chutz, there is some sort of gzera shava that teaches us some sort of din. And then we have to plug it in. I mean, the Kabbalahs of the gzera shava that Adam, that a person gets from his Rebbe is not always so specific of exactly the halacha you can get in the gzera shava, exactly where to learn it from. It's very broad that there is a general concept of a gzera shava over here. In Halichos Olam, he says that gzera shavas come in two forms. Either the locations of where to learn from are given over b'mesora, that I learn this place from that place, but it doesn't tell us which word to use to learn this place from that place, or we're given the words that we're supposed to use, but we're not given the places that we're supposed to use. There's always something missing in the transmission of the gzera shava that gives us a little bit of leeway to be able to figure out how to learn such a gzera shava. Okay. So says the Gemara now, Vayter, Alpayim Ama Agulos. So the Mishnah had said that the Alpayim Machlokas Tanoim, the Mishnah had said how to measure the Alpayim Ama Machlokas in the Mishnah, whether the Tchum is measured as a circle with a 2,000 Amma radius, or it's a square with 4,000 Amos on each side, meaning 4,000 Amos to the north, 4,000 Amos to the south, east, west, and then you draw a perfect square where you're then going to be Marviach, the Makom HaKranos, you're then going to be able to go much further than 2,000 Amos if you head toward the corners of the square. So if you how does make any sense? Meaning, if he holds of the gzera shava, so then the corners are should be included. If he doesn't hold of the gzera shava, well, then where does he understand 2,000 amos anyway? Where does he get the idea of 2,000 amos? So says the olam isle gzera shava. He does hold of the gzera shava, and therefore he does learn the 2,000 amos from the hafa damakra ze yi alehem migrashei ha'arim. Even though the Migrash Shayari Halavim do get the corners, in addition to just the straight 2,000 Amos, the corners are also included a little beyond 2,000 Amos, but the Pasuk specifically used the word Zeh as a miut to tell me that it's only there that we're going to have the 2,000 Amos, but we're not going to have it anywhere else. That I mean, it's only there we're going to have beyond the 2,000 Amos in the corner, but anywhere else we're not going to have the 2,000 Amos in the corner. V'rabbanon, and what about the Rabbanon who say that we have even the corners by Hilcha Shabbos? So Tani Rabbi Chananya Omer, Kazayu, Kol Shevse Shabbos, that Zeh means, Kazayu, Kol Shevse Shabbos, that it should be like this for all of the halachos, that it should always be this way. So that's the way we measure it. Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. So Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says, okay, great. Now that we have this machlokas, whether you just draw a circle with a 2,000 amma radius, or it's a square, and therefore you marviach the corners, what about other halachos where we have measurements? What about being mavir dalar amos per shasarabim? Do we say that being mavir dalar amos per shasarabim is you draw a circle around where you pick up the item, a 4 amma circle, and you can't carry 4 amos? Or do we say, no, do north, do south, do east, do west, that's exactly 4 amos, but you're marviach maviach the makom akranos, so you're able to carry a little more in the corners. It's a major machlokes rishonim actually how to understand what we say when you're maviach the makom akranos. Does it mean that whichever direction you want, you can really carry more than 2,000 amos because you can always call those the kranos, or does it mean due north, due south? Exactly how to measure? But whatever it is, do we get this extra? However you want to understand this extra. Samar Avach Bar Yaakov Hamavir Dal Ramos Berushos Rabim Eino Chayiv At Shemavir Hein Va'Alachsonan. You're not going to be chayiv unless you're mavir beyond just the Dal Ramos, the diagonal also. Meaning you get whatever the diagonal will be when you draw a square where in each direction it's exactly 4 amos. So you're allowed to carry up until that. Amar Rav Papa Badiklan Rava. So Rava checked into this. So what is it? 5 3/8 or something, right? It's 5 and change that you're allowed to go. So Badiklan Rava, Rava tested us. Amud Bereshus Ram Gava Yud Varoch of Dalid Tzarech Hein Va'Alachsonon Olav. If you have, if we define Rishus Hayachid as an area that's 10 tefachim high or has 10 tefach walls and is Dalid al Dalid. So do you need Ve'Alachsonon? What if it's a circle that has a radius of 4 tefachim? Is that good enough, or is it does it have to be that it's got that it's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, so that if you go along the diagonal, it's actually more than 4 tefachim? So V'Arminulei Lav Hainadir of Chananya D'Tanya Rabbi Chananya Omer Kazeyu Kol Shofsei Shabbos. Well, that's what so we said to him. Isn't that what Chananya says? Kazeyu Kol Shofsei Shabbos, that all halachas of Shabbos, the diagonal is included as well. So it would need to be a square that's 4 by 4 tefachim. There is a Gemara Maseches Brachos and Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis. The Gemara Darshins, we learn a lot of Hilchas Tefillah from Tefillas Chana, from when Chana Davin. So the Gemara Darshins, the Pasuk by Tefillas Chana, Ani Ha'isha Nitzavis Yimach Bazel Lehispala L'Hashem, that it's usher to sit B'toch Dal Ramos of a person who's Mispal Shemona Esrei. You're not allowed to sit down within 4 Amos someone who's davening Shemona Esrei. So the Pasuk can discuss, what about those 4 Amos? How do we measure those 4 Amos? Are those also a 4 Amos circle? I mean, are those a 4 Amos circle? Not like over here? Or do we say also Balach Sonan, that you get a little extra based on the diagonal? So the Pri Chadash quotes that based on the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, that even in Hilchos Tefillah, you would get Dalet Amos per Ribua, and it would be Asr to sit even 5 3/8 Amah distance from the person who's davening. However, the Magen Avraham and the Prima Gadim seem to say that Arba Amos of Tefillah is measured be eagle, that it's measured in a circle, it's not measured by the diagonal. It's by Shavs Kol Shavse Shabbos have such a din that you have the diagonal, but not necessarily for Tefillah. An interesting application of this discussion. Now, there's also an interesting lashon over here. What did Rav Papa say? Badik lan, that Rava tested us. Badik lan Rava. So, in Likute Hami'iri, he says that was the derech of Rav Papa, that he would always speak about himself, b'lashon rabin. That even though it was just him, he wasn't talking about anybody else, it was just him, he would always speak about himself, b'lashon rabin. And the Likute Hami'iri says, it's strange, in the Zohar Chadash, it says a person is not supposed to speak about themselves, Belashon Rabim, because that's Derech Yuara, that a person is going to speak about himself as if he's many people. So that's it's an arrogant way of speaking. So it could be that maybe Rav Papa wasn't an expression. Maybe there were more people with Rav Papa, and he was just speaking on behalf of the group. Or maybe an Adam Chashuv is allowed to speak about himself in this way, that he's allowed to speak Belashon Rabim. Where does the Zohar Chadash get this, that it's a Lashon Yuara to speak Belashon Rabim? So he says, based on the Pasuk in Bereishis, Nasa Adam B'tzalmenu Kidmusenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly was only speaking about himself. He's the only one creating Adam, and nevertheless, he speaks B'lashon very different than how Rashi and Chumash says that we're supposed to learn Derech Eretz from this. But so he says he was speaking B'lashon Rabim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks about himself B'lashon Rabim as a show of power. That look, I'm HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's speaking B'lashon Rabim. But otherwise, for a normal person to speak B'lashon Rabim, he says would be Derech Yuara. So the other side is that in Sefer Chassidim it says it's Derech Anava to speak B'lashon Rabim. You find Moshe Rabbeinu says to Yehoshua, Bechar Lanu Anashim. I mean, Bechar Lanu, Bechar Li Anashim. I need help, so pick me some people to be the Zekanim. So it's a way of showing that you're not being told everything in yourself, you're being told everything in the group. I think that's the widely accepted assumption, that when they want to know, they say you could tell a lot from language if an employee is dedicated to the company. When he talks about the company, when he talks about what's going on, does he talk about they, me, or us? So if he's an us person, that's the best way that he could possibly talk. Even though he may only be talking about what he's doing for the company, but it's us because he's a team player. So generally speaking, we would assume probably more like the Sefer Hasidim that it's a lashon of anivus, not a lashon of yuara. Okay. So now we move on to the discussion that's going to take us through the rest of the daf. This discussion is about the machlokas tanaim in our Mishnah, whether the idea of being ma'ariv baraglav, being konos shvisa verbally, without actually putting out food, is that only for an ani who doesn't have food, or even an ashir is also allowed to be ma'ariv baraglav? And the only reason we even suggest ever putting out food is it just makes life easier for the ashir, that he doesn't have to actually go there, he could just put out food there since he has all this food. So in order to understand this Gemara, we have to remember a little bit from the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said a couple of different statements. The Mishnah that the Gemara is going to keep on referring back to. The Gemara is going to refer back to the statement Vizuhi Sha'amru. So what's Vizuhi Sha'amru? So Vizuhi Sha'amru, the Mishnah said Vizuhi Sha'amru Ha'ani Ma'ariv Baraglav. Right? That Zuhi Sha'amru, that an Ani could be Ma'ariv Baraglav, and that gives the impression that the Ikar Erev is really Bepas. It's just special heter for an Ani, that an Ani is allowed to be Ma'ariv Baraglav. But then you have velo amru ma'arvin bepas ela lahakel. Then you have a statement later in the Mishnah that we're also going to keep on referring to. Lo amru ma'arvin bepas ela lahakel sounds like the ikar erev is really beregel, that making an erev bepas, that's only lahakel to make life easier for you. So we're going to keep on referring back to those two statements in the context of this discussion about what the ikar erev is. So says Gemara, amrav Nachman machlokas b'makomi. The whole machlokas that we have in Rav Nachman, the entire machlokas tanaim is only when he tries to make the Erev in his current location where he is right now. Rav Meir Savar Ikar Erev Bepas. Rav Meir will say the Ikar Erev is really with bread, and therefore to make an Erev here without bread, just by saying I'm here, Ani hu de kilu rabbanani lavei. So we're making by an Ani, we let him do that. Avil Ashir lo, but an Ashir has no excuse to rely on such an Erev without bread. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Ikar Erev Beregel, Echor Ani ve'echor Ashir. Being here is the most important thing. You want to be Konash Shvisa? Nothing is Konash Shvisa like your presence, your actual presence in this location, and that works whether you're an Ani or an Ashir. Aval b'makom ploni. But if you're not there, you're just identifying, oh, that spot, that's where I'm being Konash Shvisa, divrei kol Ani in Ashir lo. Then everyone would agree an Ashir is not allowed to do that. Only an Ani is allowed to do that. That wouldn't even be a machlokas. Now, if that's the case, vizuhi sha'amru. The line in the Mishnah that sounds like Ikar Erev Bepas, the Zui Sha'amru line in the Mishnah, Man Katanila, who's the one that said it? Rabbi Meir said it, Vaheyakai, and what case is it talking about? Aino Makir, Osheino Baki Ba'alacha. It's talking about a person who is not Makir as Makom, or is not a Baki in Alacha to know that, I mean, he's not Makir a landmark, or he's not a Baki Ba'alacha to know that he could be Kona Shvisa in that Makom. Vilo Amru Ma'arvin Pasa Lahakil. What about the line that seems to contradict this later in the Mishnah, that Ikar Erev is Beregel, and the only idea of Ma'arv Bepas is only to be Makel, Man Katanila? Who's the one that says that? Rabbi Yehuda. Good, so it's a reflection, the Machlokas, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, the two lines in the Mishnah that seem to give different indications of what the Ikar Erev is exactly the Machlokas, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. That's all Rav Nachman's Shita. The Rav Nachman holds the entire Machlokas only when he tries to make the Erev in his current location, when he designates a landmark as his Erev, then all agree we would only allow this for an Ani and not for an Ashir. Rav Chista says the opposite. Rav Chista Amar, Machlokas b'makom ploni. No, the whole Machlokas tonight is only when you're trying to designate a landmark as your Eruv. The Rav Meir Savar Ani in Ashir lo. Rav Meir holds an Ani can do that, an Ashir cannot. Rav Yudha Savar Echad Ani ve'echad Ashir. And Rav Yudha holds both an Ani and an Ashir is able to set a landmark that's far away as his Makom Shvisa. Aval b'makomi. But to say that right here should be my Eruv, divrei akol echad Ani ve'echad Ashir d'ikar Eruv b'regel, then everyone would agree Ikar Erev is really Beregel. Of course, if you're here and you try to be Konash Shvisa here, then of Of course you could do it. That would certainly work. Vizui sha'amru man katanila. So who's the one that teaches zui sha'amru, which implies ikra erev is bepas? Rameir teaches vaheo ka'i, on which case, aham misha baba derech v'chashcha. It's going on the case where a person is baba derech, and it's gotten dark. And what's the case? And when we say later in the Mishnah, which sounds like Ikra Erev Bregel, Man Katanila, Divrakol. Everyone holds the Ikra Erev Bregel. If you're here, the whole machlokas is if you're not there. You're trying to designate a far off location. So that was on the Zui Sha Amru line where Reb Meir was speaking. Okay, Tanya Kavasit Rav Nachman. We have a brisa that supports Rav Nachman. We're gonna have two rayas to Rav Nachman. Shita. So first we have the following braisa. Echad ani ve'echad ashir ma'arvin b'pas. Both an ani and an ashir are allowed to make an erev b'pas. V'lo yetze ashir chutz l'tchum v'yomar shvi sasi b'mekomi l'fi shalom ma'arvin b'regel el misha baba darach v'chashcha divra meir. But a person, an ashir, cannot go outside of his tchum and say, I want my shvisa to be where I am, because the idea of being ma'arv b'regel is only for someone who's traveling and it got late, but you're not allowed to do this l'chadchila, to walk out to such a place. So the Rabbi Yehuda Omer Echroni ve'echad Ashir ma'arvin b'regel v'yetzei Ashir chutz l'tchum v'yomer teish v'sasi b'mekomi v'zui yikar shaleiruv. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, there's no problem with that. Ikra erev is b'regel, and therefore the Ashir wants to go out of his city and say v'sasi b'mekomi gesuntei, let him do what he wants. So the machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in this brisa with regard to an Ashir being present at the place that he wants to make his makom shvisa, that's how the brisas understand the machlokas. It's when the Ashir is there, he's in that spot, which is how Rav Nachman held, Rav Chista held, that when you're in that spot, kuli amalo pligi, that of course it works. But here we see, no, in this brisa, that's the machlokas, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, when you taka are in that spot. V'yitirucha, and that, once we mention that, we parenthetically mention another halacha, v'yitirucha cham lebal abayis, l'shalech eruvo, biad avdo, biad bino, biad shlucho, b'shvil l'hakel alav. We allow, the cham we're just makel, that we allow you to, the Rav Yehuda understands, that of course, Ikar Erev is Beregel. Have a kula that you're allowed to send with somebody else bread so that you won't have to be there Beregel. There was a certain location where they were giving out free dried figs and raisins to poor people. In years of famine, they went out to the edge of their tchum Shabbos the night before lemachros, and then the next day they went weiter. So we see Rabbi Yehuda proves that even an usher, defined as anyone who has access to food, can make the Eruv without food from the fact that the needy people, and Rashi explains over here, these needy people still had some food at home, so they would have a din, even though they're aniyim, they have a din of an ashir, legabe this halacha, they would make an Eruv with their presence just by being there without any food in order to extend their tchum, to be able to go get their free raisins and dried figs. So you see that's a raya, that even an ashir is allowed to make an Eruv biraglav. Amar Rav Ashi, Masnisin Nami Dekos. Rav Ashi says, you should know, there's a Mishnah on tomorrow's daf that's also going to prove Rav Nachman to be correct. The Katani, Mishi Yatza Leilich Li'ir Shema Arvin La, V'chziru Chavero, Hu Mutu Leilich, V'kol B'nei Yir Asurin, Divi Rabbi Yehuda. So the Mishnah on tomorrow's daf, the Mishnah said, if a person started to walk from one city to another city, it's 4 amos away, with the intention of making the 2,000 Amma mark his Makam Shvisa, but then he didn't end up walking to the other city, so Rabbi Yehuda holds he's still Kona Shvisa in between the two cities because he's considered an ani while he's on the road and he can therefore designate a landmark as a Zeruv even without any food. Vavinaba Maishna Ihu Maishna Inhu. So he said, well, why is he different than the other people of the city? There's 4,000 amas between the city. Ihu Kivin de Nafkale Lurcha Havale Ani. This guy, since he left town, he's an ani. Vahana Chashirim Ninhu. But everybody else who has not yet left town, all the other people who are still home when Shabbos started, are considered Ashirim, and therefore they're not able to be Kona Shvisa at the 2,000 Amma mark. Amal Komal Komplani Ani in Ashir Lo Shvamina. So you see, when you're trying to be Kona Shvisa at a landmark, at a given location, at a certain distance, it only works if you're an Ani. It doesn't work if you are an Ashir. Masile Rav Chia Barashi, Al Chia Barav, Kamei Derav, Echorani ve'echorashir, Amr le Rav Siem Banami, Halacha Krabi Yehuda. So at first, Rabbi Chana would establish an error verbally relying on, we'll get to that tomorrow with Rabbi Chana, but that he was messiah that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rav taught the Halacha Krabi Yehuda, we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, and then we'll get to a story of Rabbi Chana tomorrow, how that relates. Okay.